reluctant gardener. I love the smell of new mown grass whilst I sit in my chair. Feel rays of sun upon my face as I sniff the fragrant air. All is quiet and peaceful. I pick up my book, but something is distracting me. Feel compelled to take a look. Alas, on close inspection, I espy a trillion weeds. All this aggravation is surplus to my needs. As I start to dig up roots, my body is complaining, while mouthing silent prayers to God that it does not start raining. Apologising to each flower, I whip them from their place. It's hard to be the cause of death to a lovely petal face. Weeds christened creeping daisies are telling such a lie, as their takeover is speeder, their rooting systems fly. Is it truly worth the effort to weed till back is cracking? Putting trowel and spade aside, resolve is sadly lacking. Rest easy, little buttercup, don't tremble in your bed. I'll not read, I'll shut my eyes and have a snooze instead. I'm always having problems with my appliances. I usually get a poem out of it. On this one's yet another dilemma. You eventually get used to living alone. Admit some of the aspects are good. All is plain sailing till comes the day when appliances don't work as should. I have always been scared of electric. DIY has no interest for me. I'm useless removing big spiders or extracting a cat from a tree. I did risk changing a light bulb. Admit, I'm not over tall. On tiptoe globe was extracted, but the damn lot just fell from the wall. There were numerous wires a dangle. Caused me worry that they may snap. Shouted very rude words at the fitting. Politest translation meant crap. So balance and shade on my shoulder, with an elegant flip of the wrist, removed a big heavy picture, prayed God not to let it resist. The shade hung a hook for a fortnight, till son came to pay me a call. Took flipping ages to sort beggar out, so thankful it's back on the wall. Trip to Rochdale. Due to IOPS and COVID, I've not left Toddy Town, but ever optimistic, I don't let it get me down. 18 months was long enough, after two jabs I'm okay, to board the 590 bus. I soon was on my way. To Rochdale I was heading, of that there was no doubt. Decided I was going to check new shopping centre out. First I'd stroll down Yorkshire Street to see how it was doing. Alas, the Wheatsheaf Centre shut. Was this to be my ruin? Going there to visit Lou, I was rather shocked at noticing the lights were on, but entrance doors were locked. Dashing to the other one, I got there just in time. Put 20 pence into the lock. All was going fine. Alas, on my departure, I came upon the snag. Turnstile wouldn't operate. I stood there clutching bag. Toilets were isolated, so leaned over style to see if anyone in corridor could come and assist me. Well, the place it was deserted, the passage it was clear. Wondered just how long I must be imprisoned here. If it wasn't used a lot and cleaner seldom came, that may not be for ages. How long must I remain? I couldn't clamber over top, contraption far too wide. Think of the indignity if I got stuck astride. I then espied a little gap. Could I crawl through on my knees? Prayed my hips did not get jammed and just slide through with ease. I did struggle through that tiny space, though I don't want to brag. There was plenty room to wriggle out, plus drag my shopping bag. I quickly dusted myself off, then scuttled down the aisle, when I espied a lady dashing down. and it is not my style not to inform folk of problems, so in helpfulness I said, don't use these facilities, choose another one instead. Explained my dilemma, that to exit had to crawl. She said, follow the instructions, press the button on the wall. This is the result of an overheard conversation, although I must admit I have grossly exaggerated it. And it's called, it was her fault. We were sitting in a restaurant, sharing a glass of wine. Music's soft, menu good, the date progressing fine. It was a new liaison, so secretly our plan. Didn't want the world to know, as it had just began. Had chosen other side of town, so we were unafraid if other folk did glance at us, at the tender guest just made. Suddenly, mid-sentence, his face turned pearly white. Then in one almighty swoop, he tumbled from my sight. Presumed he'd had a heart attack, then understood for sure the reason he had fallen and lay prone upon the floor. At the entrance was a woman. She thought she was me friend. Involvement with her husband I did not intend. But she didn't understand him, this I do believe. It's her fault it happened, I had no plans to deceive. Our table placed in corner, closed up against the wall. Once you were beneath it, no way out, not even crawl. Then alas she spied me, so she gave a little shout. I was truly stuck as well, of that there was no doubt. She greeted me with open arms, then she took his chair. So I filled up the empty glasses, we raised them in the air. We toasted to fidelity, to the future, to our friends. Thumbs down to anybody who is false or who pretends. All this time her husband suffered agonising cramp. His legs were stiff, his neck was sore, and his trousers slightly damp. So I didn't order dinner, as I couldn't eat a bite. Told her I was tired, so must reach home while it's light. I said I wasn't hungry. At lunch I'd had my fill. But on leaving, as I'm so polite, I went and paid the bill.